In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Bruce Springsteen's long-standing feud with Donald Trump has gained renewed attention amid their recent exchanges. This discord stems from Springsteen's political views, which have influenced his criticism not only of Trump but also of past Republican leaders. When President Ronald Reagan cited Springsteen's message of hope during a campaign event in the 1980s, Springsteen questioned whether Reagan had grasped the underlying themes of his music, which often touched on the struggles of those impacted by the era's economic downturn. He has also had a complex relationship with former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who has been an admirer of his work. In recent years, Springsteen has actively supported Trump's political rivals, including Kamala Harris during the last election. In 2020, he stated that a good portion of our fine country has been thoroughly hypnotized, brainwashed by a con man from Queens. Beyond endorsements, Springsteen's music has addressed political issues, notably in the 1995 album The Ghost of Tom, which highlighted the plight of immigrants, and the song American Skin, 41 Shots, from 2001, which criticized police violence against an unarmed Guinean immigrant. Springsteen and the E Street Band have refrained from performing in the U.S. since before the 2024 election, with his recent tour focusing more on themes of mortality than politics. He has scheduled several European dates through July but has not announced new American shows. During a concert in Manchester, England, last Thursday, Springsteen reignited his criticism of Trump, stating, "The America I love is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous administration." He called for supporters of democracy to unite against authoritarianism. Reacting the next day, Trump called Springsteen highly overrated, dismissing both his music and his politics as radical left. Trump described him as a pushy, obnoxious jerk, adding a personal jab about Springsteen's appearance. Despite the criticism, Springsteen remained undeterred and reiterated his views at the following night's performance.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.